The next patient is Sarah Shee. The last name is S-H-E-A. First name Sarah, S-A-R-A. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. She has remained with a serum creatinine of 1.42 and estimated EFR of 38 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The urinalysis is completely clear. The protein creatinine ratio is normal. Period. This patient has a history of partial nephrectomy for a cyst removal in the left kidney that was done laparoscopically more than 5 years ago, period. The patient has been complaining of pain in the left paralumbar area. She went to the primary physician and a retroperitoneal ultrasound was done. The report is consistent with the normal echogenicity and size in both kidneys. The right kidney was 9.9 and the left kidney was 9.1. In the left kidney, there was evidence of a cyst that was 2.9 centimeters in diameter. Period. The patient complains of pain in the left suprapelvic area in the back. It's very tender to the touch when she twists her torso. It is painful, period. I think that this is a muscular type of pain and not pain coming from the kidney, period. We suggested the administration of Tylenol. Following number vitamin D deficiency, the primary put her on 50,000 units every week, and the level of 25 vitamin D, 75, we are going to change to every other week 50,000, and we are going to suggest to the primary care physician to adjust the medication according to the levels. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol of 212 and then the LDL 133. She was recently started in some medication by the primary care. We are going to monitor whether or not this medication is improving the general condition. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin of 11.6 that has been present for a lengthy period of time. She has a tendency to have an iron saturation that is below 30%. And for that reason, we are suggesting the patient to go back to the administration of iron, one tablet two times a day. She could take over the counter. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.